The Solution. It's a Mandalorian fanfic. Written by Nunu. Read by Black Glass. The child can't sleep. Din swallows a sigh when a tiny finger pokes him awake for the sixth time. They're both exhausted and as safe as they're likely to get, with a job to do early the next day.
Go to sleep.
He's tried settling the little one back in his crib. Tried speaking to him. Tried not speaking to him. Even tried letting him sleep next to Din in his own berth.
Meh.
The noise is one of clear objection. Huffing mildly, Din turns onto his side to squint at the kid through the gloom. He's not wearing his helmet. Though the child's proved himself able to turn the ship's lights back up using his powers, he doesn't try. Instead, he just extends that tiny finger and pokes Din again. Hey. Grasping hold of the little hand gently, Din considers him further.
You need a snack?
Bah.
A snort.
Drink?
The kid's already agreed to this twice previously, which leads to the possibility that... To pee?
Bah.
Clearly there's something he's not getting. Blowing a disconsolate raspberry, the child plops himself down and starts plucking at the bedding.
You're not sleeping right up against me.
Aiming a finger at him to emphasize his point, Din firms his voice.
I could roll over and squash you.
Even without his armor on, it's still a concern. Okay, so that's potentially the galaxy's most mournful sound.
What, you...
Din hadn't expected the kid to actually want that, but the small figure droops even further, near slumping onto the berth. He finds himself reaching out, cupping a hand around that small head. The child's ears rise at once and...
Oh. Yeah.
Din isn't wearing his gloves.
You're cold?
The little one doesn't feel it particularly, but, cooing softly, he turns his head to nestle his face into Din's palm. Something hurts in Din's chest. Here. Pushing himself up further, he scoops both the child and the blanket up, hooking his helmet up with his free hand, leaving his berth to open up the ramp to the Razor Crest, and traipse outside. It's dark out in the middle of nowhere as they are, but it's easy enough, and what starlight there is, to find a rock to prop his back against, so he can sit with the child swaddled in the blanket, leaning against his chest.
Better?
Din rests his hand gently back over that soft head.
Mm.
The child latches one hand in the blanket, the other in Din's clothes, rubs his forehead against Din's collarbone, and sleeps. End of story. Thanks for listening.